A new $40 million library opening this month in Kansas City is hoping to draw thousands of residents and new investment to the city's downtown. It's also creating some controversy. As civic leaders work to attract some people to the library, they're trying to keep others away. They plan to enforce a so-called safe zone around the new facility, a move that worries many of the city's homeless. Frank Morris, a member station KCUR, reports from Kansas City.
Cities do lots of things to perk up their downtowns. Some build ballparks or pedestrian malls. Kansas City is building a huge new library. Workers are finishing a parking garage sited along an entire block with what looks just like a shelf full of gigantic books. Library Executive Director Joe Green says the garage wall exemplifies the high hopes and attention to detail lavished on this project.
There is nothing else like this in the United States. You know, New York Public Library has its lions out front. Our community bookcase could be the icon for this building.
In the next block, colossal books give way to neoclassical columns and an ornate bronze door. Inside, this century-old bank building is full of meticulously restored marble, bronze, and mahogany with huge chandeliers. Across the street, banners advertise hundreds of new condos and apartments in old buildings remodeled to meet a sudden surge in demand. Sean O'Byrne leads an organization of downtown property owners aiming to keep street crimes that were common around the old library from appearing at the new one.
We're talking about everything from public drinking, indecent exposure, misdemeanor drug offenses, the things that are petty crimes, but they are quality of life issues. Do you want to bring your child downtown and see those things? You don't.
The so-called safe zone proposal would create a 5 or 6 block district around the library where these crimes would be harshly punished. Repeat offenders would be barred from the area. Other cities have cracked down on public sleeping, loitering, and trespassing. Dallas temporarily stationed police at its library. Tacoma, Washington threatened to close the one there. Others have taken a softer approach, opening day centers for the homeless. While Kansas City's safe zone would focus on crimes often associated with the homeless, Assistant County Prosecutor Phil Lavoda says the crackdown would not single them out.
The homeless aren't targeted. There are people that are using the cover of the homeless culture to commit these crimes, and that's the people we're after, the criminals, not the homeless, the criminals.
Crimes like public urination and harassment were pervasive at the old downtown library. Since it closed late last year, transients who once congregated there have dispersed to places like this downtown bus stop.
Oh, man!
Come on, do it right now.
It's cold!
One man here drinks liquor from a pint bottle. Another appears to be selling drugs. A man calling himself East Coast Gadlow says the safe zone smacks of persecution.
What I've seen since I've been here on the tramp trail, they run you out of the parks. They run you off the street. They run you out of all public places.
A few blocks away from the rowdy bus stop, about 100 homeless men and women stand politely in line waiting for food in the basement of an old church. Trepidation about the Safe Zone initiative is widespread here. Tony Dawson says he spent 5 to 6 hours a day in the old downtown library and worries people like him could, despite their best intentions, be banned from the new one. Dawson says he's on probation and is mentally ill.
Depending on the illness a particular person has, it can cause them even greater problems because they aren't always in control of all their faculties due to the illness. And they react differently, sometimes badly, to different situations.
Library Director Joe Green has donated books and computers for people like Dawson to use outside the library. But he says admitting them to the building and its grounds could upset what he calls a delicate balance faced by all urban libraries, the tug between serving a need and meeting the general public's expectations.
Everyone is welcome. We're delighted. We treat you respectfully. If indeed you can follow some pretty simple guidelines as how to conduct oneself in a public facility.
Green says with the opening of the new library, the institution has a chance to reinvent itself in Kansas City, not as a social service institution or a simple repository for books, but as a comfortable, welcoming center of the entire community. Many homeless here say they'll wait to see just how welcoming. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.